It's a Playing in Person Tuesday morning. Miss Kay Rudd is our guest. Good morning, Kay. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Rob, even in this hot weather. How are you doing?
Doing all right. Appreciate you coming out this morning and share some information with us about the Parks and Rec Department of Roxburgh and Person County. Tell us a little bit about what's going on with athletics.
Okay. Registration has started for the Men's Basketball League teams, youth soccer, ages 5 through 12. That registration is going on right now also. And we have some baseball clinics coming up for youth ages 7 through 12. Registration is going on right now. If you want more information, you can call the Recreation Department and speak to Sarah about the soccer and Michelle about the basketball and baseball clinics. And also, for Person County Little League, we have sign-ups for fall ball going on. And we've got a program for four-year-olds called Pre-T Coach. And they have to be four on or before August 31st, 21. And the registration for these leagues go on through August 13th, which is a Friday. So make sure you don't come out on Friday, August 13th. But registration will go through August 13th. For the Little League fall ball teams.
You can log on to PersonCountyNC.gov for more information about the Parks and Rec Department. If you're someone that enjoys tennis, they have tennis courts available at Huck Sandsbury and also Person High School. So if you're ever in the mood to get out and enjoy Roxburgh and Person County, the Parks and Rec Department has parks throughout the county from anywhere within a 10 or 15 minute drive. You can be at one of these many parks that has a walking track and playground equipment. If you have any out of town visitors that come in for the weekend, or maybe they're just stopping in for a road trip, why not take them out to one of the many parks and show them the beauty of Roxburgh and Person County? We'll be back in a few minutes with more Playing in Person. It's a Playing in Person Tuesday morning. Miss Kay Rudd is our guest. Kay, any summer movies or anything coming up anytime soon?
Yeah, we've got a really good one coming up in August. Robert Downey Jr. in Doolittle. And that's going to be Friday, August 20th. At 8:30, and that's out at Mayo. Free admission. J&R food truck will be on site at 5:30, ready to serve you dinner. And it's sponsored by Duke Energy and Parks and Rec. And it should be a really good movie. Bring your chairs, your blankets, whatever. Sit on the grass and enjoy a movie. Starts at 8:30 on August 20th.
And that will be a Friday.
Yes, this one is Friday. Mm-hmm.
Now, Kay, folks can bring their lawn chairs, blankets, and as you mentioned, it will be a food truck available.
Right.
Is it permissible if they want to bring their own snacks?
Sure, absolutely, yeah.
So just come on down and enjoy that Friday night, August 20th, there at Mayo Park. Coming up in a few minutes, we'll be talking more about Mayo Park. One thing that we will make mention of, coming up there at Mayo Park on September 11th, will be Picking by the Lake, and that is being sponsored by the Person County Arts Council. You can contact them at the Arts Council about tickets, or you can call them at the Kirby Cultural Arts Complex, 597-1709. Is that right? 597-1709.
Exactly.
My mind went blank. Wow. Anyway.
The senior moment there, yeah, right?
Absolutely. So again, you can call the Kirby, 336-597-1709. They are open Tuesday through Friday, 1 to 5, Saturdays, 10 till 4. Again, Picking by the Lake at Mayo Park on Saturday, September 11th, and that will be the Saturday following Labor Day weekend. Again, If you're looking something to do, they have disc golf courses available at HICO, Mayo, and PCC. So it's always something to do when you are in Person County. It's a Playing in Person Tuesday morning. Miss Kay Rudd is our guest. You can log on to PersonCountyNC.gov for more information about Person County Parks, Rec, and Government. Kay, tell us a little bit about Tai Chi.
Okay, Tai Chi. We have some classes, a new session of classes for Tai Chi and Qigong starting on September 13th. They're taught by Darcy Woodell, who's been teaching these forms of exercise for 14 years. They originated as a form of martial arts self-defense in the East and have evolved into exercise programs that are excellent for balance, bone strength, just calmness, serenity, put you in a good place. So those will start September 13th, I'm sorry. And we're holding these outside right now due to the good weather. And they're held up at the walkway in front of the FEMA room there by the old Walmart where Social Services and Health Department are now. So just registration's going on right now for those classes. And also, Will Paul has a new group fitness session starting on August 23rd. And registration for that's open now. You can go online and register, or you can call the recreation department to register. The group fitness classes are held in the annex building there in the exercise room at the Parks and Rec office. And those are start August 23rd.
Also, again, if you are wanting to get out and walk the nature trail, it's open at Mayo Park, no charge. And it's not going to be very long before it'll be fall time of the year. And if you like to watch, you know, the leaves more or less change, maybe what you could do is maybe do like a photo journal. Maybe one day a week could go down and take a few different pictures of identical of the same trees throughout the trail at Mayo Park and then compare them over the next, you know, couple of months or so. But yeah, it's always something fun to do, and maybe call it like the tree transition.
Good job. Yeah.
And then after the leaves come over, fall off of the trees, if you take your rake down to Mayo Park, I'm sure they would, you know, let you rake up some of the leaves to kind of add to the collection. So, I'm just picking about that
every
part.
Every little bit helps, Rob.
That's right. Every little bit does help. Also, they have horseshoe pits at Mayo Park. It's no charge to use the horseshoe pits. So if you've got one afternoon and you've got some friends that you'd like to get together with and play horseshoes, head on down to Mayo Park. They'd be glad for you to use them. And outside, you can practice social distance and have a good time. They have modern bathroom facilities at Mayo Park. So it's a lot to do in Roxborough and Person County. Wouldn't you agree, Kay?
Yes, sir. Something all the time. And I forgot to mention something. On August 14th, we're doing a workshop called Car Maintenance 101. That it will be led by Gary Martin, Martin's Garage here in the county. And what that is, it's designed to help new drivers, college students going off to college, anybody who's interested, basic car maintenance. Do you know how to change your tire if you get stuck in a place? Do you know how to change your oil, check your oil, your fluids in the car? Gary will teach you this basic car maintenance for your safety and knowledge. Everybody needs to know how to change a tire.
Absolutely.
So, but yeah, August 14th, they're at the upper lot at Sandsbury. They're on the Long Avenue side. Gary Martin will be there with a workshop on Car Maintenance 101.
If you would like more information, 336-597-1755 or or log on to PersonCountyNC.gov. Mm-hmm. We'll take a break from Playing in Person. It's a Playing in Person Tuesday morning. Miss Kay Rudd is our guest. Kay, let's talk a little bit about Special Olympics. Okay. What all have you got planned for that? You know, mixed with everything else is going on. But okay. But you're still planning to have the Special Olympics, correct?
Yeah, they are opening up slowly, very, very cautiously. We are going to start bocce practice, and I know this is short notice. We just put it together very quickly, the coach and I. It actually starts this afternoon, and it will be every Tuesday afternoon at 5 o'clock at the bocce courts there at Sansbury. Social distancing, definitely. Masks, I think, may be optional, required. Not sure yet. When we get together, we'll decide all that. But bocce practice will start on Tuesday afternoon, starting this afternoon at 5 o'clock at the Sansbury Bocce Courts.
If you would like more information, 336-597-1755. And if you want to speak to Kay, extension 3, correct?
Yeah, got it. You got it.
Okay. Again, we'll make mention about the free movie coming up on August the 20th at Mayo Park. That's Friday night. What's the name of the movie again, Kay?
Doolittle.
Doolittle.
Yeah, like Dr. Doolittle.
Okay. It's free admission. Mm-hmm. Bring your chairs, your blankets. They will have an on-site food truck. If you want to bring your own drinks and snacks, you're welcome to do that also. Want to let you know that Mayo Park is open for business. They're pretty booked up lot of weekends.
Yes.
But now, if you just say want to go camping at Mayo Park, say Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Be your best bet.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. 336-597-7806. 336-597-7806. They have RV hookups with water and electric. They have cabins available. The cabins have heat and air conditioning. They do not have bathrooms in the cabins, but it is modern bathroom facilities close by the cabins. And they also have tent sites. If you would like to use one of the picnic shelters at Mayo Park, it's no charge to use the picnic shelters. But if you want to reserve one for a certain date and time, there is a small charge. But if you get there early that morning, and you set up your stuff, that is yours to use. But many times, you're better off to go ahead and pay that fee because it may be someone that gets there earlier than you will to reserve mm-hmm. that shelter. So just bear those things in mind. They have paddle boards, kayaks, and canoes mm-hmm. available for rent. And it's not a bad idea to contact them ahead of time to let them know when you are wanting one, because they only have a limited number of each one of those. So a lot of fun to be had at Mayo Park. It's always something fun going on down there. 1013 Neal Store Road is the physical address for Mayo Park. That is the Education and Environment Building. It's also available for rent, as well as the amphitheater. Okay, we've got about 20 seconds before news. Any parting remarks this morning?
Just come on out and register for any program that you're interested in. We've got something for everybody, from 4-year-olds right on up to 99-year-olds. And just either call us or come out. Oh, by the way, if you want to watch some tennis, our invitational tournament is this weekend at the high school, Friday and Saturday. So you can come out and see some good tennis.
Okay, appreciate the job that you do. And all the other folks with the Parks and Rec Department. I hope you have a good day.
You too, Rob. Thank you.